WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's Planning and Development Office invites residents to one of two gatherings at City Hall today to discuss proposed changes in residential regulations. Planning Administrator Justin Golbabai says city staff is also collecting opinions from housing providers.
We've got a real estate market that's very robust here, and we're lucky for that. And as a result of that, you know, we've got a development community that has to comply with all our rules. And so how do you balance getting quality development and at the same time ensuring neighborhood integrity? And those are the things that, you know, as a city, we're always trying to balance.
Today's come-and-go meetings are at City Hall between noon and 1:30 and 5 and 6:30. You can also participate in an online survey. Go to cstx.gov/DEVservices. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents recently approved $27 million of new infrastructure and building renovation projects affecting the flagship and Rellis campuses. A&M Vice President Jerry Strasser presented the $6.5 million conversion of what was the Coastal Engineering Lab on West Campus into the Health Technologies Building.
Tees recently received a $20 million National Science Foundation Engineering Research Center, which will be housed in the renovated Health Technologies Building. This project will renovate approximately 22,000 gross square feet of space on the first floor of the building. Some of the items included in here are building support, building systems, circulation, conference rooms, lab spaces, office spaces, and support space.
The Regents also approved spending $10 million to replace 6 miles of water lines affecting the Rellis campus and $11 million to expand the capacity to treat wastewater to allow more classes at the Brayton Fire Training Center. Downtown Bryan's historic Queen Theater, the location of an 8-year restoration effort, will officially open Friday afternoon with a ribbon cutting at 4.
Inside, we will do some tours. We will start those around 5:30 as soon as people start coming. And we will take them through the lobby, sit down in the chairs, and then we'll have about a 10-minute documentary that Donnie Hall has produced for us.
Sandy Ferris at the Downtown Bryan Association says the first official event after the grand opening is this Sunday when the Arts Council has its Red Wasp Film Festival. 2 months after the Bryan School Board adopted a new discipline management plan that starts in the next school year, a national publication used the district to report on racial disparities in administering student punishment. The story on the ProPublica website cited a federal complaint filed by a student in September 2013. Last September, 4 years later, the Office of Civil Rights cleared the district of any wrongdoing. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck said student discipline was a subject during a recent meeting she had with student leaders at Bryan and Rutter High Schools. Dr. Whitbeck says another key group are the district's faith-based leaders.
They met with me yesterday, and they just want to lift up this community and do whatever they can in our schools and work with our parents.
Next year's discipline management plan includes spending $700,000 to hire and train 10 master teachers to help classroom teachers with behavior management issues. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It is 61 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Spring is here and so is the 2018 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade is over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th and May 5th and 6th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes information can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, Parade Craze mobile app, The Eagle newspaper, TheEagle.com, and InsightBrazosValley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th.
7:09 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Taking a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. They're part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject is underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure has shifted east of the area. That means moisture will start to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico at us today. Partly sunny. May see an afternoon shower, thunderstorm, and a few isolated spots. It'll be breezy and warm, close to 80 later today. Overnight, partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70. Lots of clouds, breezy as we get May started tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower, 80 to 85. Cloudy, breezy, maybe an isolated shower Wednesday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it was a great weekend on the diamond for the Aggies. Softball kicked off its legacy, you should say, at the Davis Diamond with three wins, a sweep over Auburn, including a 7-1 victory yesterday on Senior Day. Tori Vidalis went deep twice.
That's awesome. I mean, honestly, just being able to play in it first, the first team to play in it is awesome. And just to say that you got the first home run, like, it's crazy, but it'll be a great memory down the road.
Yeah, Tori got the first home run ever at the ballpark, including the second home run ever at the ballpark. So we'll hear a little bit more from that ball game, as well as Aggie baseball picking up a big series victory on the road. And of course, the Houston Rockets in action last night picked up a win. All that more coming up in sports.
Ever. I just know how Scott likes to say that sometimes.
Yeah, he's a little weird.
And how about those Seahawks? Did you hear about that? They drafted the one-handed linebacker.
Yeah,
Griffin, yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll be playing with his twin brother.
That's right. And they both played at
UCF.
UCF. Yeah.
Now, did you see the video of the one-armed cheerleader who did like a little shout out to him in her like UCF cheerleading uniform?
No.
So she's probably, I would guess, 12 years old. And she had a UCF cheerleading uniform, and she was, I think it was a birth defect. I'm not sure. I didn't read her entire story, but she only has one arm. And so her parents posted this video online of her doing like a, I guess, what are they called? Like an aerial, like a no-handed cartwheel or whatever. But it was just kind of a shout out to him and saying that she hopes to be an NFL cheerleader someday and cheer him on again, like from the sidelines. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. That was on social media this weekend, and obviously is still out there if you want to look for it.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty big deal. He had his hand amputated when he was 4 because of a rare condition called amniotic band syndrome, apparently. It didn't stop him from being a star at Central Florida, where he was named AAC Defensive Player of the Year in 2016, so he's pretty good.
Yeah.
According to NFL.com, he's the first one-handed player to be drafted in modern Super Bowl era. However, he's not the first ever.
Okay.
Ellis Jones was the first one-handed player to be drafted overall when he was chosen by a team called the Boston Yanks.
Nice.
In 1945.
Way back in the day.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool that Shaquem and his twin brother Shaquille are going to be playing for the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool. Very cool. Could all of your missing socks be hiding inside of a compartment in your washing machine?
A secret compartment?
There's a secret compartment.
Hey, they just seem to disappear out of thin air anyways.
They do, right? And everybody always blames the dryer. Why does the dryer get the bad rap?
The washer?
It's the washer, apparently. Now, I've never seen this before, but apparently there's a viral photo going around Twitter. But, your washing machine has been stealing your socks. And we may know where to find them. If you check out that photo on Twitter, if you look it up, socks in the washer. It supposedly shows what happens when a landlord removed the bottom panel from one of the washing machines in her building. There's a little compartment down there. And it's packed with socks.
Mm-hmm.
That has to cause some backup problems.
And
it
can't be both in a pair. It just has to be
the
one.
They only take one.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are the lucky one.
Now I'm a little
or the unlucky.
I'm a little confused. It seems like this would only happen to those who maybe overload their washing machine. Because if you look down into a washing machine, yeah, it's got little holes in it for the water.
Right, but they're not big enough, or I don't think mine are, for a sock to fit through.
Not for a sock. No.
Interesting.
Now, maybe if you've lost, like, a wedding ring or something,
yeah.
I still wouldn't think those would fit in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the diamond? I don't know. But, so that's where all your socks
because my bobby pins don't even end up in the compartment. They rattle around and stay in the bottom of the washing machine.
That's always the best sound.
I was terrified the other day. I put a load of laundry in, And when it was done, I opened up the washer and there's this blue plastic like baggie sitting on top. Well, I recognized it as one of those poop bags that I take Coda on with a walk on, or I have on her leash. And I oh my God. And then I thought, oh no, it's okay. It was empty. Oh. I remember I tore a hole in it whenever I was trying to tear it off the roll. And so I didn't want to use it because there was a hole in it. And so I just stuck it into my pocket of my jacket that morning. And so it was a totally empty one, had never been used, but I freaked out. Not that I would ever put a full
That's
one in
wondering.
My pocket.
That's
no.
What, why were you freaking
no.
out?
Well,
are you usually putting those in your pocket?
No, I'm not. I always just carry them and then throw them in the, obviously throw them in the trash can. But no. But still, you see it and you're like, oh gosh, it's a poop bag.
It's going to be all over my clothes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. That would have been not good.
It's always a great feeling too. Whenever, you know, you put a load of laundry in the dryer before you go to bed and you're sitting there and you're trying to fall asleep. And all of a sudden you start hearing tick, 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 because you left some change in your pocket or something.
Mine just, it just, the whole thing shakes. It's like it's possessed.
Yeah. ours makes some pretty strange noises.
All of a sudden you're boom. I think it's a balance issue, maybe.
Yeah.
You got to get the feet.
What's the worst is when you leave gum in there in your pocket and put
chapstick.
It in the dryer. Yeah.
Chapstick is bad, too. Yeah, bad. Melts and gets all over the place.
And then the good old classic red sock in your load of whites turns everything pink.
Oh, gosh.
Who's wearing red socks, though?
I was
going to
say.
I don't know. Amy Schumer. She's in the sick bay, apparently.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
You hear about this?
Yeah, she had like a kidney infection.
Oh.
And was in the hospital for like 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
And this is right after I Feel Pretty was released on last Friday, I guess, her new movie. And she was supposed to go to London and supposed to go to all these premieres and was totally hospital ridden for several days with a really bad kidney infection.
Yeah, she apparently said, I'm really disappointed selfishly to miss this trip because I love London and Europe in general and all the great people and food there, but I need to put my health first. Well, yeah, don't feel disappointed about that, Amy.
Yeah, but that...
you were really sick.
Right. Yeah, it's just like bizarre timing considering her movie was just released.
Yeah.
So, pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, normally, you know, Amy makes some pretty political comments that don't necessarily
Yeah, she's
jive.
Zach's favorite.
mm-hmm. But that's
some
no reason
stuff,
to wish poor health upon her.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that to anybody, but Bill Hader saved her in that one movie.
Oh,
what's the movie?
Yes.
With LeBron?
Yes, yeah. LeBron made that movie. LeBron and Bill Hader.
Bill Hader is hilarious.
Crud. I'm not sure. I saw it, too. That's actually a movie I saw.
Trainwreck.
Yeah, Trainwreck. Have y'all ever seen Bill Hader's impersonation of Alan Alda?
No.
When they're doing, like, you know, on Saturday Night Live when they did... Back in the day when all these celebrities were auditioning for these famous movies like Jurassic Park and stuff like that, and it's supposed to be a behind-the-scenes look, and they just get random celebrities are trying out for these different roles, and Bill Hader does Alan Alda as, I don't know, like Malcolm, Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park.
Park.
Oh, it's amazing. You got to check it out.
Finds a way. He's a great impressionist.
Oh, no, he's great.
Bill Hader. He does a whole bunch of them. But speaking of Amy, her I Feel Pretty movie was actually number 3 at the box office this weekend.
Really?
So that ought to make her feel a little better.
Well, she's going up against Avengers, so good luck with that.
That's right. Number 2 was A Quiet Place, which apparently I've heard is really good, and I want to see. I love John
it's
Krasinski.
Really good.
Yeah, Kate. Zach, you had seen it, and then Kate and I talked about it in our movie segment on Friday, and she made me feel a little bit better about if I do decide to see it. It's only an hour and a half. I didn't realize it was so short, but that makes sense because, you know, there's only so much you can do without words.
Well, I mean, but it's a completely different experience than what you normally experience.
Movies. Yeah, and that's what other people have said too.
And I love Krasinski. I love Emily Blunt. And apparently they do a great job in this. And they actually cast a legitimately deaf little girl to be the deaf girl, is what they said.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, how cool is that? And they're it's number 2 at the box office, getting lots and lots of good praise. It's in its 4th week. But, of course, number 1 was Avengers.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see it?
I did.
Okay.
Zach?
I haven't yet.
No spoilers.
I haven't yet.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to say, wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody's been freaking out about it. I got to go see it.
Well, it did what everybody thought it would do. It broke the record for biggest opening weekend ever.
Ever.
It took in $250 million. Star Wars Force Awakens now drops to second with $248 million. It also had the best Saturday ever with $83 million beating out Jurassic World, which previously held that record with $69.6 million. So it smoked Jurassic World for best Saturday ever.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty good. And then, of course, Rampage is still up there. Black Panther's still up there. A lot of good things out at the movies if you want to go see some of that. So
I feel pretty.
I said she got number three.
Okay.
Yeah, she got $29.6 million in its second week. That's pretty good.
I watched a few Netflix movies this weekend, and one of them was called Dude, and it's with Lucy Hale and her.
Who?
And like Lucy Hale. She was on Pretty Little Liars, that show or whatever.
Yeah.
So let me.
No, I don't.
You don't? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. That's she's the main character.
She looks familiar.
Zach, okay. You're not a fan of Pretty Little Liars?
So Lucy Hale is 28 years old, and her three best friends in this movie all play seniors in high school. And it's about like their last 2 weeks of high school and, you know, what they're going to do when they all graduate and never see each other again. But there is like drugs and alcohol and parties and like all of this stuff throughout the whole movie.
This is not appropriate.
Well, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, either everyone else had really different high school like experiences than I did, or this is just what it is like now, and I just don't get it. And they all look older. They all look like they could be 25. And so it was a good movie. I actually really liked it, but I had to keep reminding myself they're supposed to be, you know, 17, 18 years old.
Is this your way of venting about not getting invited to parties
maybe,
back in high school?
Maybe.
Yeah,
no.
It sounds like,
well, and it kind of goes back to like the 13 Reasons Why show, like all these kids who have like tattoos and are like doing all this, and I'm like, what, how old are you supposed to be?
It's fake, Chelsea.
I know.
Still
I know.
Hollywood.
I know. I just don't feel like it's like truly portraying high school, unless it is and I'm just totally in like have no idea what's going on.
When you put all this adult dialogue in there that kids would
sounding
never
old.
Say in real life.
Sounding
that's
old.
What it is. You're like, oh, these darn kids.
I know.
Drugs
but
stuff.
It's just, it's weird.
Cracking
anyway.
Jokes and stuff. It's just like, no.
It's been going on forever, though. I mean, if you look at movies like Can't Hardly Wait from the 90s. That's,
yeah, that's
you know,
true. And maybe some people's high school experiences are truly like that. And
mine wasn't either.
I was
so
like baking
worry.
Chocolate chip cookies on Friday night.
That's a good question, though. What is your favorite high school movie? Because there are so many.
Ooh, High School Musical? Just kidding.
Nah.
Y'all know what I feel about musicals.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do like Zac Efron.
By the way, shoot us a text, 979-695-1620, the official WTAW Infomaniacs text line.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you.
You.
And shoot us a text. What's your favorite high school? Because I know lots of people, Breakfast Club,
mm-hmm.
Pretty
Ooh,
in
yeah.
Pink, 16
oh, yeah.
Candles, all mm-hmm. that
all
good
the Brat
stuff.
Pack.
Yeah, what's your favorite high school movie?
I want to hear it.
Not that you had to be in high school, but like that it takes place
in
high school. Yeah.
It's about the high school experience.
Okay.
Let's hear about that.
Cool.
979-695-1620 to give us your favorite high school movie. I got to think about mine.
Someone also texted in before we issued that question, and they said that they heard the soundtrack to A Quiet Place was a bestseller on iTunes. Is there music to
I'm
it?
I'm pretty sure
yes, there's no, music.
No, isn't it completely quiet?
They just don't talk.
Oh,
I mean, okay. It has like ominous tones. I'm
right.
pretty sure. Yeah, but I
you're
think
pretty
that,
sure you went.
Yeah, I think that was a joke. I think that person was joking. They could be serious.
Well, that certainly made me laugh.
We've already gotten a few texts in. Breakfast Club, yeah. Weird Science.
Oh,
yes.
No.
That's a classic.
Oh man.
Oh, Fast Times at Ridgemont
yes,
High.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's another good classic.
Spicoli.
So.
I think I'm in the wrong class. Yeah, I want to hear them. 979-695-1620. Give us your favorite high school movie.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Are you newly engaged, planning a wedding? You're in luck. The Spring 2018 issue of Brazos Valley Bride is hot off the press and is the ultimate resource for brides-to-be. Flip through 148 pages of local content from local professionals who can help you plan the most beautiful day of your life. Find the Brazos Valley Bride Spring 2018 issue at local businesses all across the Brazos Valley or visit BrazosValleyBride.com to access our digital edition anytime, anywhere. That's BrazosValleyBride.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for four nights of free entertainment at Wolf Pin Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. The first concert is Saturday, May 5th, featuring Bree Bagwell. With Reagan Quinn, admission is free. Gates open at 6 and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 5th at Wolfpen Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower and get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, or 54-inch mower decks. Now get special promotional pricing of $38.99 with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide our listeners with local news, weather, sports, and information on a daily basis. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We love to hear from our listeners. Text us your comments, news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line, powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
And for the next 23 days, Swoboda is offering year-round pest control. All setup fees waived for only $25 per month. One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against those pesky insects and only $25 per month. All setup fees waived. Google Swoboda.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
726 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Taking a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. It's 61 degrees out there right now today. There's a 20% chance of showers. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. and looking out there right now, it looks like it's burning off right about now. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 82, southeast wind, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we're looking at mostly cloudy with a low around 66, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. And tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83.
In New York City last week, a Manhattan Supreme Court judge ruled on a case brought by a Philadelphia tourist. The tourist had walked into a West Village bar, the happiest hour. But the bar staff was not happy with what he was wearing. He had on his Make America Great Again hat. So they kicked the guy out. They said anybody who supports Donald Trump is not welcome in the happiest hour bar. And the judge sided with the bigots. His verdict? The bar had every right to refuse to serve the Trump supporter. His political speech was not protected. His race would have been, religion would have been, but not his politics. Now, this goes to a point that I've been discussing on my show. We've got a two-tier justice system in this country. One tier requires us to bake their cakes for their gay weddings. The other tier supports them throwing us out of their bars. Now, how does this get fixed? If the U.S. justice system won't fix it, who's going to tell this bar, if you're serving the public, you can't refuse to serve people you disagree with politically? By the same token, while Trump is under a ridiculous partisan investigation, who will investigate James Comey? Who's going to investigate McCabe, Hillary, and Mueller? Mark these words. A day of reckoning is coming for this two-tier justice system. It's not going to be pretty.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH. Always the hottest, coolest
time. Let's go to Schlitter Bar. For our family, let's face it, there's only one hottest, coolest time. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Get discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
We can go where the rivers connect us. We can go where the current takes us. Bring the good times home. Let's go to Schlitterbahn.
Kubota Zel 2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today 776-ANCO or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 731. It's 61 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police continue to look for the owner of a cobra snake that was found last Friday afternoon in the area of University and Forest Drive. CSPD's news release also included a reminder that it is illegal to possess venomous snakes, including the 12-inch cobra that, according to officers, had been behaving aggressively. Officers want to find the owner to make sure they are, quoting the news release, in good health. A photo of the cobra is online at WTAW.com. The Bryan School District superintendent has responded to a recent national story that used the district as an example of unequal treatment in administering student punishment.
When you think about discipline, and particularly even in the case that's in the article, you know, the district's at a disadvantage because we cannot give information about children. Reporters know this. But what I will assure everyone, we will never make a discipline decision based on race. Never.
Christy Whitbeck talked about the article from the online ProPublica website during a visit on our show.
What we will do is we will look at the incident itself. We look at the child's discipline history, the intent. We look at was it self-defense. And we also consider was the child in special education. Because sometimes the disability of a child could factor with what their actions may be. So those are the kind of things that I can assure everyone that we will do and we're continuing to do.
Dr. Whitbeck was referring to a complaint filed by a student in September of 2013. 4 years later, the Federal Office of Civil Rights cleared the district of any wrongdoing. $27 million of building renovations and infrastructure projects were approved at the last Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting. A&M Vice President Jerry Strasser presented the nearly $10 million replacement of water lines serving the Rellis campus.
What this project will do has replaced 6 miles of aging water lines from the well field to campus. It's going to be using a high-density pipe, which will increase the reliability, the capacity, and reduce the possibility of leaks and failures.
The system's interim facilities director, Pete Schmid, presented an $11 million expansion of the wastewater treatment plant at the Brayton Fire Training School.
This is to alleviate the problem of them having to limit their classes because of the capacity issue at the wastewater treatment plant. So this will basically stage the water, wastewater, more wastewater, and feed it into the plant. So the plant will be able to operate 24 hours a day at that point.
The Regents also approved spending $6.5 million to turn what was the Coastal Engineering Lab on West Campus into the Health Technologies Building. The Downtown Bryan Association has announced the activities related to the grand opening of the restored Queen Theater. Festivities begin with a ribbon cutting Friday afternoon at 4.
Main Street in front of the Queen from 26th down to 28th will be closed that evening because we've got a lot of activities going on out in the street.
The DBA's Sandy Ferris says the ribbon cutting is followed by a performance of the Texas A&M Aggieland Orchestra,
which is actually a nod to the grand opening that was held in 1939. As I was researching stories back in the archives, I found that what they called back then the A&M College Orchestra played.
Tours will run every half hour from 5 through 10 p.m. The grand opening marks an 8-year restoration effort after the association purchased the building, which dates back to a hotel in the late 1800s. College Station residents who want to maintain the quality of life in their neighborhoods are being encouraged to participate in the city's revision of development regulations.
So this issue of stealth dorms is one that kind of keeps coming up. You know, student housing and single family neighborhoods. And it's a subject that City Council and Planning and Zoning Commission asked staff to kind of take a look at.
Planning Administrator Justin Golbabai says there are two opportunities today for residents to talk with city staff about what you think about a variety of housing issues. The come and go meetings are at City Hall between noon and 1:30 and between 5 and 6:30. You can also participate in an online survey. Go to cstx.gov/DEV services. City staff is also gathering feedback from neighborhood associations and the development community. The Texas Department of Public Safety has awarded a trooper and two Madisonville police officers for life-saving efforts last year. Trooper Justin Reese, Sergeant Hector Camarillo, and Officer Lucas Cunningham were recognized for providing CPR to a woman who had no pulse and her face was turning blue. They also assisted medics in reestablishing the victim's heartbeat. Also from DPS, a recent list of promotions includes a former captain in the Bryan office becoming the director of the Capital Region based in Austin. Dwight Mathis, who was in Bryan between 2003 and 2011, had been an assistant chief of the DPS Highway Patrol Division. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 61 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. If your home has been damaged by recent hail or high winds, you need a professional, local roofing contractor. Call Lone Star Roof Systems. Don't wait. Avoiding roof repair will cause interior damage to your home. Let a Lone Star Roof Systems specialist perform a free roof inspection today. Fully insured and backed by a 10-year workmanship guarantee, Lone Star Roof Systems. They stand behind their work so you can stand under it. Click MyAggieRoofer.com. No jingles, just roofs. WC Tractor is having a party. Join the guys at WCT Bryan on May 5th for some food, friends, and fun. There's incredible one-day-only party specials on equipment, one-day-only discounts on parts, and you can register to win a free Kubota zero-turn mower. The food and drinks are free, and Bill Moak and the Highway 105 band will be playing live during lunch. Come for the specials, have a bite to eat, and stick around for some good tunes and savings on WCT products. Remember, that's WC Tractor and Bryan on May 5th. Drop by for details or check them out at WCTractor.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
740 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in for Scott DeLucia on the Infomaniacs. And we're taking a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast, which is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated Malik, feel the difference.
High pressure has shifted east of the area. That means moisture will start to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico at us today. Partly sunny. May see an afternoon shower, thunderstorm, and a few isolated spots. It'll be breezy and warm, close to 80 later today. Overnight, partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70. Lots of clouds, breezy as we get May started tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower, 80 to 85. Cloudy, breezy, maybe an isolated shower Wednesday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a really big weekend on the diamond for Texas A&M. Aggie Sample picking up a sweep at the brand new Davis Diamond. We'll hear from head coach Joe Evans as well as senior Tori Vidalis after the win 7-1 yesterday over Auburn. Also, Aggie baseball picking up a road series victory for the first time this year. We'll hear from Zach DeLoach, and also the Houston Rockets picking up a game one win in their second round series against Utah. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right. And, you know, we get this weather forecast from these guys up north, and they sent us one that's correct, and the other one is for Florida.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys heard that before the show started.
No.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was like, what?
Well, we do talk about Florida a lot on the show.
Yeah, and oddly enough, the weather forecast for Florida today is not that much different than
really?
Ours.
I was going to say, it's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it was pretty close to the same.
It's
so.
Very, very similar. Now, yeah. We've been getting a lot of responses about these high school movies we
yeah,
were talking about.
Some really good ones.
I got a phone call, you know, some more little inside baseball here is that, you know, as the fill-in guy for Scott here, I'm not fully proficient with putting people on the phones. So I answer the phones during the breaks.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call. A guy said Five Fingers of Death was his favorite high school movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That one.
Let me tell you about this one, guys. It was in 1972. It kicked off the kung fu movie craze in the United States.
Okay.
And it's essentially it's essentially Karate Kid. But,
okay.
Okay.
But you know, it's a dubbed film.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
So, yeah, and okay. it's about, you know, two kung fu schools fighting against each other or whatever, but that's high school, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say Karate Kid.
Yeah, sure.
That's set in high school.
We got a lot of Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, Dazed
text
and Confused
messages. Can't Buy Me Love. Grease was in there, which was nice.
Yes.
Pretty in Pink. Remember the Titans, which that's a great suggestion because they were in high school during one. Obviously, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
One of my favorites, Clueless.
Yes.
So glad someone put that one in there. Friday Night Lights. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Were they in high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
they were doing a high school report. That's why they were going back in time
gotcha.
To pick up history
nice,
figures.
Nice.
Like Socrates.
Someone did text in American Graffiti.
Yes.
Yeah. Back in 69. Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford.
Or Love American Style. That's another really old one that actually started Happy Days.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. Very so, yeah. Cool. Thank you for all of the text messages. We appreciate it. You can always text in at 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
That's right.
We're probably showing my age. I'm surprised nobody said American Pie. But
I had a personal text message to my phone, and someone did suggest American Pie.
But not for the kids.
Yeah. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
War Games. That's another Matty B. Mm-hmm. Matthew Broderick. Yeah, that was a pretty good one too. Yeah.
Real quick before Zach, you go into your sports here in a little bit. Something else that was kind of cool on Friday when the NFL draft was obviously going on, and we were about to start the Aggie softball game when the Auburn SID came in and he said, "Hey, so one of our football players, Braden Smith, is in the stands, and he is the fiance of the starting catcher for Auburn. Her name's Courtney Shea." And he said he will most likely get the call tonight during the game that he has been drafted. So we just wanted to let y'all know if you have a chance to get a camera on him or see the reaction or whatever. And so, of course, when is the worst time you can get a phone call? During the national anthem.
Oh.
So he's on the phone during the national anthem. And luckily, one of our camera guys got the reaction, got him on the phone, and we were able to record it. We obviously couldn't broadcast that live because we weren't even on yet. But we were able to show it later and then also show that Christian Kirk had gone. And so it was a really, really cool little bit. And I've decided, as much as, you know, Scott doesn't care about the draft, and as much as I maybe acted like I didn't care, I cry more watching draft videos when these guys get picked. It is so emotional.
It is
really cool when they are surrounded by their families, or, you know, whether they're there at the draft. You know, this one, for instance, you know, here he is at his fiance's softball game, you know, and he gets the call. So that it was really neat. It was pretty cool deal.
Let's talk about how devoted this guy is. He picked up. He was the number 37 overall pick. OK, mm-hmm. So he went early. In the second round.
Yes. And yeah. I mean, it had just started.
Right. And he was on the road for his girlfriend's softball game.
And I think he had to fly out. I'm pretty sure he got drafted by the Colts, I want to say. And I think he had to fly out to Indianapolis, like, basically the next day. So he wasn't at the rest of the series this weekend. But it was pretty funny because his SID was like, or the SID for softball was like, "Yeah, I mean, he may get like second, maybe third." And then all of a sudden we're like, "Get a camera on him, get a camera. He's on the phone. He's obviously getting the call." So it was pretty cool. But Braden Smith was his name. So pretty neat.
So, Zach, now we know how to make Chelsea cry if we ever need to.
Yes. Dude, sports are the worst. Okay, anytime they do those surprise the kids with their parents, like, flying back from overseas they've been deployed. Yeah. Those or, like,
dogs,
draft picks.
When the dogs get, like, super excited when they're, like, military owners come home.
Yeah, that too. But I will tell you, like, I won't cry in, like, the most, like, sappy love story movie ever, but I will in any sports-related video.
Were you doing this on the SEC network?
No, luckily I kept it together. Beautiful. No, I kept it together for that. You know, maybe if they had showed like him and Courtney hugging or something, but she was obviously in the middle of a game. So
grab ball to shortstop.
Yeah, she's probably just pretty happy that you know, future hubby is getting drafted. So she I don't know if she's going to play professionally or not. I'm not sure if she was drafted this year by NPF or NFP, whatever.
So a little backstory for you. College Station was in the state tournament, the baseball team. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the state semifinals. And they were playing Alamo Heights. Forrest Whitley, who is a Houston Astros product, got into a little hot water this year because I think he was taking some things he shouldn't have been. But that being said, when he was in high school, he was pitching against College Station. And they thought that he would be going in the first round. He was a big-time prospect. And he got drafted in the first round during the game. Ooh. And I'm pretty sure his dad came down and told him, during the game, and he pitched like a complete game shutout.
I do
like,
remember that. I do remember that. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Doesn't give you much more confidence than to hear that you've got that call.
Yeah, you don't get that a lot in high school.
Go from being a high school kid to a millionaire.
Right. Yeah. See ya.
Well, my biggest takeaway from all this is that, you know, when it comes to Chelsea, The Notebook's got nothing on the NFL draft.
No, doesn't. Sorry.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Childs Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Childs Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
How deeply do you know your children? The truth is, no matter how close you are, there's always more to know. But it'll probably take some careful study. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The story is told of a college professor who taught his students a valuable lesson about observation. One day he placed a goldfish in front of each student. His instructions were simple. Study the fish and write down everything they observed. He then left the room. When the professor returned 30 minutes later, the class assumed they would discuss their findings. Instead, he repeated his instructions, study the fish and write their observations, and again left the room. The students were dumbfounded. After staring for so long at a fish, how could they possibly observe anything else? The professor returned the second time, and the class again thought they'd have a discussion, but the professor simply repeated his instructions and left. This happened two more times. When it was over, the students were amazed. Having been challenged to look deeper than they thought possible, they had noticed details they would never have seen otherwise. Really, getting to know our kids at a deep level requires us to be intimately connected with their lives. And that takes time and intentionality, not a passive attitude. So learn about your kids, or should I say, study them. It'll draw you together and develop a bond that'll last a lifetime. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:51. Well, three Aggies in all were taken in this year's NFL draft. Wide receiver Christian Kirk was picked up in the second round by the Arizona Cardinals, while safety Armani Watts went in the fourth round to the Kansas City Chiefs, and wideout Damian Ratley in the sixth round to the Cleveland Browns. Number 18 Texas A&M baseball picked up a rubber match win yesterday in Starkville, edging Mississippi State 7-4. Freshman Zach DeLoach led Texas A&M's 14-hit barrage at the plate, going 4-for-5 with one stolen base, one run, and one RBI.
Our offense, when we're on, we're deadly, and I think we're one of the best offenses in the country, and I believe that, and we got a lot of guys just up and down the lineup, just putting barrels on balls, and ultimately that wins us ball games.
Zach and the guys now sit at 32-12 on the season and 11-10 in SEC play. 11th-ranked Aggie softball capped off a very successful opening weekend at Davis Diamond with a 7-1 win over 12th-ranked Auburn yesterday. Here's Coach Joe Evans after the victory.
Couldn't have written this up any better. It was senior weekend, so you want to win on senior day. You want to win a series. We end up sweeping the series. You want to win on the first day in the new ballpark, and we did that. We wanted to get the fans in it, those people who had never been before. We wanted to play the style of game and the caliber of game that would get them to come back and appreciate the way we play. I the fans were great. I thought they did a great job keeping us in it. And they're an intelligent group. They understand the game. And I wouldn't change one thing about the weekend.
Now, fittingly enough, senior Torrey Vidalis went deep twice on senior day, making it the first home runs ever at the new ballpark.
That's awesome. I mean, honestly, just being able to play in it first, the first team to play in it is awesome. And just to say that you got the first home run, like, it's crazy, but it'll be a great memory down the road.
With the sweep, Torrey and the ladies improved to 40-12 overall and 13-8 in conference play. Out on the tennis courts, the number 5 Texas A&M men fell to number 9 Mississippi State yesterday 4-3 at the SEC Tournament Championship. The Maroon and White now await their fate for the NCAA Tournament. The Houston Rockets hold a 1-0 lead in their second-round series with Utah following a 110-96 win over the Jazz last night. James Harden had a big performance, scoring 41 points to go along with 8 rebounds and 7 assists. Here's head man Mike D'Antoni on the Beards Night.
Well, just because he's that good. And I kept saying, I don't think I'm telling you anything you haven't seen with your own eyes. Just what he does with these step backs, and he's 7-for-12 from threes. I don't know how you guard that. I don't know how you guard him going to the rim. It's his strength, passing ability. I mean, he's got so many ways to beat you. And then the fouls, if you tried to take some away, he's smart. He's one of the best. The defense is really good. Their defense is super, but for James, it's James, and Chris a little bit the same way. They'll get what they need.
Game 2 between the Rockets and Jazz is set for Wednesday night in Houston. Now, in sticking in H-Town, the Astros have won 2 in a row following yesterday's 8-4 victory over Oakland. George Springer smacked his 6th home run of the year for Houston, which will look to keep the good times rolling tonight as it welcomes the New York Yankees to town at 7:10. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers saw their 3-game win streak snapped yesterday following the Toronto Blue Jays 7-2. Starter Martin Perez lasted just 4 innings, allowing 4 earned runs as the Rangers fall to 11-18 on the year. They'll head to Cleveland tonight to take on the Indians at 5:10. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2017 F-150 up to $12,000 off. Yeah, you heard that right. $12,000 off for an almost brand new F-150. I've talked about Ford pickups before. I've had one. I had nothing but great success with it. Love that truck. Again, a 2017 F-150 with up to $12,000 off at Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
At Team Ford, they're your hometown dealer. For over 20 years, they've served their customers with honesty, integrity, and pride for all their vehicle needs. They treat their customers like family. Their goal is to build relationships that grow so that your children and grandchildren know where to buy their next vehicle. Come by and check out their extensive selection of big city inventory at a small price. If you or anyone you know are looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, come to Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. I would like to thank all of my supporters in the Republican primary on March 6. It is a great honor to be a part of the political process here in Brazos County. And now, I'm asking for your continued support in the Republican primary runoff on May 22. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Thank you, and God bless.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
7:57 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in right now for Scott DeLuce on the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. Rock and roll doesn't have to follow any rules, or should I say, it ain't gotta follow no rules.
Yeah,
because grammar never really plays a big part in these song titles.
No, it does not.
So, I got a few song titles for you where the grammar's been corrected.
Okay.
For all you really, really important grammar people.
The grammar Nazis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I Feel Good by James Brown. should actually be I feel well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that word or that was a thing. Yeah.
Apparently, it's a big stretch because he's actually singing about his emotions, not his physical health.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But if you were talking about your physical health, you feel well.
Okay.
Still haven't found what I'm looking for by you two. It should actually be, I still haven't found that for which I'm looking.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I can't dangle that participle.
Yeah, that doesn't
would be pretty tough.
Sound quite as fluid.
That's been something that I've been working into my own personal lexicon for a while. And it's just, I hate it because it sounds so nerdy, but I know it's correct. So I have to do it. I can't help it.
Oh.
Rocket Man by Elton John. We can't do that in 2018. It's Rocket Person.
Oh, of course.
Tell Donald Trump that.
Yeah, it's a, it's obviously a cheat because it's more of a politically correct title, not a grammar title.
Right.
Me and Bobby McGee by Janis Joplin. That would be Bobby McGee and I.
That's important.
Thank you very much. That's kind of a weak fix, too, though, because the title's taken out of context. When you look at the actual lyrics, good enough for me and Bobby McGee, you could argue it's actually fine the way it is.
Okay.
So.
Written by Kris Kristofferson, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were dating at the time, and Janis Joplin sang it.
Oh, is he the Bobby McGee being referred to?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Can't get no satisfaction. That one's a pretty easy one. It actually should be, I can't get any satisfaction.
I cannot get any.
I cannot get
none.
Any satisfaction. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that should be, whom are you going to call?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Ghosts.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone by Bill Withers. Should be there is no sunshine.
Nah, well.
Not ain't no sunshine. Let's see. What are you? Who do you love by Bo Diddley?
Yeah.
Whom do you love? We got What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner. What's Love Have to Do with It? Come on, guys. Get this together.
Yeah.
And finally, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On by Jerry Lee Lewis. Should be a whole lot of shaking going on.
Shaking. Shaking.
News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan, a Bryan Broadcasting Station.